Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We've been notified that Dan Zangrilli is in a meeting right now, a very important meeting, and he is unavailable. How about that? Limitless wonder.
Duty calls. Duty calls for Mr. Zangrilli.
That forces us to scramble on our feet here. Luckily, you already had a wheel of ball prepared. And you're going to treat me to it right now as we get ready for the big boy, Mark Cabali, talking Steelers at 12:30 or thereabouts. Yes?
Come one, come all for the wheel of ball.
I miss that guy. Don't you? Not really, because you didn't know him that well, right?
No, I didn't know him that well, and I still don't know if he would know my name if I walked by him in the hallway.
I don't think he would.
I don't either.
I'm ready.
Undefeated teams in the NFL after week two are... Buffalo, mm-hmm. Kansas City,
yes.
New Orleans,
mm-hmm.
Minnesota, Tampa mm-hmm. Bay, Seattle, Houston, and your Pittsburgh Steelers.
In other words, the whole league is undefeated.
And
yes.
The Los Angeles Chargers.
Yep.
Outside of Kansas City, who is the most dangerous threat to the Chiefs, or to winning the AFC, I should say, out of those undefeated teams? Buffalo, Steelers, Chargers, or Houston?
Probably Houston. Their defense has impressed me the other night, the other day, I'll say that. And they have C.J. Stroud. Now, the Bills have Josh Allen. I still don't think that this Bills defense is going to be very good in the long run. But, hey, through two games, they've looked pretty good anyway. And Josh Allen is Josh Allen. So I'm going to say Houston 1 and the Bills 2. The Bills gave up 28 points to Arizona. In week one, Arizona looks pretty powerful right now, don't they?
They look good.
Offensively,
Kyler Murray.
How about
Marvin Harrison last game?
So if you're making me pick one team of the undefeated teams, which is different than saying who in the AFC is the biggest threat to them, I'll pick Houston.
I'm going to go with Buffalo. I'm surprised, Joe, that the Buffalo man did not pick the Bills, and I'm picking the Bills instead. I'd rather have Josh Allen and that division that I don't think is really that good, especially with Tua's injury. The Dolphins are going to fall flat.
What does the division have to do with how big a threat they are to the Chiefs?
Well, I'm talking about they're going to win their division. I think they have a better chance to win their division. Well, Houston's division is garbage, too.
They're 0-6, everybody other than Houston.
Yeah, that's
fair. The worst division in football.
That is definitely true. I think both divisions are bad. And I feel like Buffalo plays Kansas City very well. And I want to see Houston, how they match up against the Chiefs.
Anyway, I don't know if I can watch that again. The Bills, go into Kansas City or something, and then this time they'll be leading, by 3 touchdowns going into the fourth quarter, and they'll manage to lose by a point. It gets
they will break
to the point where you can't take any more torture.
I think they're going to break through. I really do, and that's why I don't have Kansas City in the Super Bowl this year. New Orleans Saints, Clint Kubiak in his first year of OC.
I like that wheel.
91 points in the first two games. It's tied for the fourth most in NFL history.
Wow.
They scored on the first 15 drives that Derek Carr played this season. Are the Saints for real?
Offensively, I think they might be. Derek Carr has had a fascinating career. He's gone from a one-time, you know, he was a legit MVP candidate at times early in his career, to a complete disaster that imploded in Oakland. That was a very strange ending. And last year just wasn't a story, but he's a talented guy and appears to have some very talented players around him. The first of those is a rejuvenated Alvin Kamara, who's been just crazy.
4 touchdowns last week.
So far this year. He's got some decent receivers. I think that they're going to stick around and be a dangerous offense. I don't know. It's a little too early to say they're for real moving ahead, though, as an overall team.
They scored 47 on Carolina and 44 against Dallas.
Yeah.
So that might be all
but
you need
to
Dallas
do. But the Dallas game was kind of an eye-opener.
It was on the road in Dallas, too.
Yeah.
Thought they were going to lose that game.
Can we hear Ron again say the wheel of ball, if you don't mind? I miss him today.
Come one, come all for the wheel of ball.
Thank you.
Fascinating story from Pro Football Talk and Mike Florio today.
Yeah.
The headline, the next class of quarterbacks should collectively refuse to play for David Tepper. On the surface, Panthers fans wouldn't like that. At a deeper level, it might be the only way to get him to shape up or sell out.
Come on. Next. But what?
Interesting.
It is?
Interesting that that's proposed by Florio. I mean, that's not going to happen. The next class of quarterbacks are not going to refuse to play for an NFL owner that's going to give them, if it's the number one pick, what, $30 million on a first contract over the span of 4 years?
Yeah. Is Young getting his money?
Yeah.
Okay. So his point is what? That they're such an inept franchise that...
And that David Tepper meddles with that franchise so much that, I mean, look at the team, though. Like, that team is so bad. It's 0-16 Browns level in terms of roster, how it's managed, constructed. Like, it's bad.
Now, you might have a situation where you had somebody like a John Elway or an Eli Manning manipulate themselves out of a certain situation, and you could picture that situation being Carolina. Yes, you could. But the notion or telling people they should as a group boycott Carolina, come on. Please. Next. Wait a second. Baker Mayfield was in Carolina for a minute? I forgot about that.
I'm glad you brought up Baker. Good note from FanDuel today. Baker Mayfield might be the most underrated quarterback in the NFL. That's a comparison between Baker, the touchdown maker, who's played for 4 different teams, Cleveland, the Rams for that brief stint, when he got traded, yes, to Carolina, and also now with the Bucs. Baker against Drew Brees in their first 95 games. Baker has thrown more touchdowns, has thrown fewer interceptions, has a better passer rating, and has a worse record. Drew Brees has a better record and passing yards, but the passing yards only by about 300 yards passing. One game.
Through how many games?
95. That's a large sample size. Baker
wow.
Mayfield and Drew Brees statistically are the same quarterback.
Well, let me say this. Since the beginning of last season, old Baker has 33 touchdowns and 11 picks. And if you go back and listen to the tapes, and everybody laughed when this guy was available, I was one of the few saying, get him. I like him. I like Baker Mayfield. And I have since he went into Cleveland. And what a shame for them. And I know that do you still have the clip of that radio host when the caller called wanted to compare? Wanted to compare Baker to Deshaun Watson. I'll call for that in a moment, Limits. That he didn't stay in a city that perfectly fit his personality and vice versa. I mean, he was in Cleveland and had his ups and downs for sure. But he never reached the point where this guy's a joke or he's definitely not a guy you can win with. Come on, man. They won a playoff game there. They won a playoff game in Cleveland against their arch rival, I might add. And Baker was a pretty good quarterback there. At times a very good one, at times an average one. Even average was a monstrous upgrade on what they had since they came into the NFL. And good old Jimmy Haslam. Maybe Mike Florio thinks that quarterbacks should boycott the Browns. Does he think that too?
Maybe Pony can ask him on the show this week.
The good old Cleveland Browns sold their soul for Deshaun Watson. And look at him now. Can we hear that once again? I want to hear this guy lose his mind if you have that.
Are you ready to go to the phones?
Sure.
All right. Dave in Macedonia, you're first up on the fan. Hello.
Good morning, boys.
All right.
He's quoting Daniel Caffey. Please. There's some, two numbers. You'll figure them out. 42.9, 144.
What is all this?
Watson's quarterback rating, Mayfield's quarterback rating.
Oh, Christ. I can't do this for one more second. No, that's enough. That's enough. The first call out of the box, we're going to do this. The very first call out of the box, we're going to do this.
Is that it?
Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm.
That was tremendous.
That's a crinkulent right there.
It sounded like he was breaking things in the background. I can relate to him. I mean, there's some topics that just get to you like that, and I'm sure he's had that topic raised to him 1,000 times. But I'm sorry, coming off the first weekend of the season when Baker lights it up and Deshaun Watson disintegrates, that's going to be a topic forever in Cleveland. Think of what Deshaun Watson has cost the Browns, draft picks, players. He's been horrible. He's been their third best quarterback since he got there behind Jacoby Brissett and Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco walked in from a nap, a year-long nap, and started throwing for 300 yards every week. He was better than Watson.
One comeback player of the year.
All right, next. I don't even remember what was your question?
It was that comparison between Breeze and Baker Mayfield over their first 95 games.
That's pretty amazing. I'll say this. I'm a Baker fan. And I was on the record when the Steelers needed a quarterback to replace Ben that they should go out and get Baker. And I was right. So was Melsey.
Joe, two quarterbacks who might be on the border, maybe one so more than another, are up for the Hall of Fame. Eli Manning and Tony Romo.
Oh, man.
Tony Romo.
Oh, man.
Eligible for the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2025. Are either of them Hall of Famers? And in Eli's case, should he be a first ballot Hall of Famer?
That's, of all the things you just asked in that under that umbrella, that's the fascinating question. Is Eli Manning a first ballot Hall of Famer? No, he's not. He beat the Patriots in Super Bowls. I get it. Jim Plunkett won a pair of Super Bowls, too. Was he a first ballot Hall of Famer?
No.
Is he in yet? Did Plunkett ever make the Hall of Fame? I don't know. Now, Eli had a better overall career. I get it. But he was also, at times, one of the worst quarterbacks, or at least one who was throwing tons of interceptions. Do you know how many times he led the league in interceptions limits?
Plunkett is not a Hall of Famer. I'm going to say
wrong.
Three times he led the NFL
in
interceptions.
Yeah,
no,
right.
It was a couple times, yeah.
So, here's his interception numbers by year. God bless me. From his second year in the league when he became a full-time starter, this is year-by-year interceptions, 17, 18, 20, 10, 14, 25, 16, 15, 27, 14, 14, 16, 13, 11. Double figures and usually way more than that. What was half their playbook designed for throws to the other team?
He threw
what the hell?
27 interceptions in 2013 compared to 18 touchdowns.
And he never got, how many times 30 touchdowns? More than 30 twice. He had 31 one year, 35 another year.
He had 2010, he had 31.
Yeah, more than 30 twice.
Oh, more than 30. I thought you meant 30 or more. My apologies for my misinterpretation of your stats.
It's okay, Limits. It really is. He was prolific in many ways. He has 57,000 yards passing. Where is he on the all-time passing list? But more of this is just the eye test. When I'm sitting around, you know, talking to a friend or a relative or perhaps a coworker about the greatest quarterbacks who ever walked the planet, is any one of us going to mention Eli Manning? Come on.
Eli's 10th in yardage. But what they will mention, Joe.
What will they mention?
Is that he beat the Patriots twice. He kept an undefeated team from that Dolphins team of winning a Super Bowl and becoming the next undefeated team.
I know, but it's not like he riddled the Patriots twice in the Super Bowl. They won on defense. He made two unbelievable plays. I'll give him that, too.
And he deserves credit for that.
Yes, of course.
That throw to two throws to Manningham in the Super Bowl, and obviously the David Tyree play.
Yes, for sure. So if he gets in, it's on the Bill Mazeroski plan for first ballot. And there's no doubt that the Game 7 home run, as great a player as Maz was, especially a fielder, I don't know that he gets in. And I don't know if he was first ballot. I may have misspoken there. I don't know if he gets in at all if the Game 7 home run doesn't happen. But you know what? It did.
It took a while for Mazeroski to get in.
It did. The Game 7 home run did happen. Thank you for underscoring my mistake after I owned it right away, City Limits.
You're welcome.
And I think this would be basically the same. Nobody would think of Eli Manning as a Hall of Famer if the Super Bowls don't happen, correct?
Yeah, but you can't just take out the Super Bowls.
I know.
Like, they happen. That's a part of his career. It's why he's as good as he is NFL career-wise.
Of course. But there are a lot of guys in history who had moments in playoffs and championships that weren't Hall of Famers otherwise that aren't in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but are you talking about quarterbacks? I mean, it's a different position.
I just mentioned Jim Plunkett won two Super Bowls.
He is not. Well, it's also a different game than it was all the way back then.
What? What do you mean? It's still the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah. Was Jim Plunkett a considerable reason why they won that Super Bowl?
Was Eli Manning? They scored 17 points. He threw a ball in the air, winged it in the air, and the other guy made the play.
David Tyree. You can make an argument for him.
I don't know, Limits. Why am I becoming angry?
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Perhaps because you doubled down on my own mistake when I tried to move away from it.
Yeah, it's a possibility.
Do you know? It's a possibility. His playoff record's 8-4. Completed 60%. Yeah, you're. Listen, believe me, he's going to get in. He shouldn't get in on the first ballot. I suppose I would vote him in eventually. He ain't getting in on the first ballot. I've already mentioned today, it's the hall of the very good, the good to the very good. And he should be in. He had 2 years where they ran the table and went 4-0 in the playoffs. I don't know.
Any thoughts on Tony Romo?
Again.
Go back to predicting plays, please, on the NFL broadcast. Like, what happened to Tony Romo?
Tony Romo was Eli Manning without the famous Super Bowl plays, basically. Look at his counting numbers.
I don't think Tony Romo is a Hall of Famer. I don't think he should get in.
What quarterbacks are in the Hall
no
of Fame?
No playoff success. No playoff success.
No, none whatsoever. Did he win? How many playoff games did he win? One?
Two, maybe.
How much of this are, by the way, now forget that. What are we doing here? Oh, I'm looking up quarterbacks in the Hall of Fame.
That's the thing. The playoffs are what separates those borderline players from being Hall of Famers or not. And that's why Tony Romo's out and Eli Manning's in my mind.
No, they don't. Dan Marino never won a Super Bowl. He's in.
No, I said for those players who are on the line, like Dan Marino's career in the regular season is clearly evident and worthy of being a Hall of Famer.
Would you say that Eli's career, other than the Super Bowls, is clearly not Hall of Fame? I would.
I would agree with that, yes.
God bless me. Then again, you look at some of the guys who are in. They let these guys in, and then it becomes, well, if that guy's in, then this guy should be. Sonny Jurgensen's in the Hall of Fame, for God's sakes. So, all right, if he's in, then you can make an argument this guy should be in. Kurt Warner's in the Hall of Fame, right?
Yes. Do you think Kurt Warner's career is not worthy? I mean, he did have like a 7-year, not consecutive year peak.
He's borderline. Troy Aikman to me is more of a function of being on a great team, but he won Super Bowls. It's a very select list still. There's not that many quarterbacks
on
here.
No, there's not.
Bobby Lane made it.
There's going to be a lot soon between Eli, Peyton Manning, Brady, Breeze, Philip Rivers, maybe.
Oh my God!
Aaron Rodgers in 6-7 years.
Who had a better career, Philip Rivers or Eli? Who was no,
that's
no,
always
no.
the conversation.
Who was a better quarterback, Philip Rivers or Eli?
I think
Manning?
Philip Rivers was a better quarterback, but
so
Eli Manning had a better situation in New York that helped him thrive. Like Philip Rivers with the Chargers.
No, I'm not putting Eli Manning in. I changed my mind.
At all.
He made a great throw in the Super Bowl. The first play, the play was made by the receiver. He twisted out of a play and threw a ball up for grabs, and David Tyree made one of the great catches of all time. Put this one to the callers. Oh, no, we have Kabali. We'll put it to Kabali coming up next. Do you like that idea?
Yes, I have one quick one.
Please.
One more quick one, if
Please.
You'd like.
Yeah. Phil Simms isn't in, is he?
No, I don't think so.
Jason Bumbliss, who was mentioned earlier. Is Phil Simms a Hall of Famer? He's not on this list I'm looking at. Every single one of your arguments has just gone up in smoke. There's a little pile of
disagree.
Embers. A little pile of embers in front of you. Phil Simms went 21 of 22 in a Super Bowl. He had a better Super Bowl than Eli Manning ever did, and Phil Simms won two of them, and he's not in the Hall of Fame.
Maybe he should
All
be.
All your arguments are dead, unless you believe he should be.
Yeah, I think he should be.
Eli Manning threw up a Hail Mary and somebody made the greatest catch of all time, or one of them, David Tyree. So I disagree with you.
You know the next quarterback getting into the Hall of Fame?
Who?
Gardner Minshew. First in completion percentage in the NFL, first in completions in the NFL, tied for second in passing yards. The Steelers will see him in Vegas in a couple weeks. How
right.
about Minshew mania? How long will it last?
First of all, he's the perfect quarterback for the Raiders. He's, you know, an outlaw, gunslinger, rejected by other teams type. He's perfect. His nickname is the Jockstrap King? Is that right?
I thought it was Minshew mania.
That seems a little cumbersome.
Yeah, you ever see on like Pro Football Reference, they put all these nicknames you've never heard of before?
That's what I'm looking at. Gardner Flint Minshew II, nickname Jockstrap King. What the hell is that? I'll tell you this much. He's having an Eli Manning-like career over the regular seasons. The guy has 61 touchdowns in his career and 26 interceptions. That's pretty good.
This is the, like, nickname-wise, if you look up Derek Shelton's Baseball Reference page.
Yeah.
I saw this once. It's not Shelty as his nicknames. Quality is listed as Derek Shelton's nickname.
Yeah, I'm sure he went into the locker room every day and they said, what's up, quality?
You ever heard anybody call Shelton that in 5 years? Quality?
Well, it's definitely not his nickname here. I can tell you that. What are we talking about? What are you asking me about? Gardner Minshew?
Gardner Minshew, do you think that he'll be able to, do you think he will be performing like this when the Steelers ultimately meet the Raiders in a couple weeks?
Yeah, and I think he'll do to the Steelers what he did last year when he was with the Colts, which is beat them. Actually, I don't, because if they have a healthy defense at that point, I think their defense is really good. When do they play them? 2 weeks? Limits?
I think it's three.
It doesn't matter. It's pretty soon. So I actually think the Steelers, if they are still healthy at that point, will beat him.
4 weeks. Chargers, Colts, Cowboys, then the Raiders.
Thank you for clarifying that. He's 2-0 against the Steelers in his career, I might add, with 3 touchdowns and no picks and a 121.2 rating. I take that back. He's going to riddle them. The jockstrap king is going to dice them up.
Also, your point on Phil Simms is being disputed by the texters. Phil Simms has one Super Bowl. Jeff Hostetler won the other Super Bowl.
That's right, Bumbliss. What are you talking about? Okay, but your point still was, if you do it in a game like that, you should be in the Hall of Fame.
And Eli Manning did it twice. Phil Simms did it once.
Jim
now
Plunkett.
Your argument is null and void.
Jim Plunkett did it twice. Is he in?
No. Not everybody gets in.
Not everybody gets in.
When did Jim Plunkett do it?
What does that matter? He won two Super Bowls.
Because different eras determine what is more important in football in terms of, like,
okay,
the quarterbacks
okay.
are valued
All
such
right.
considerably
Let's
now
go.
Compared
All right.
to years ago.
You look up Eli, are people arguing for Eli Manning on the text? Is that what they're doing, or they're just pointing out my mistake?
No, they're pointing out your mistake.
By the way, Phil Simms helped get them there. No, he didn't. Hostetler played in the NFC title game, too. Mm. Do you know when Phil Simms was hurt that year? Against Buffalo, when the Bills beat them late in the regular season in New York, leading many of us to believe they would also win the Super Bowl, but they didn't. Nobody cares. Bumbliss gave me a bum stat here. And
Jim Plunkett. 164 total touchdowns, 198 interceptions. That's why he's not in. He more interceptions than touchdowns.
Oh, I thought if you did it in the Super Bowl, like you said earlier, you get in the Hall of
Fame. And I said if you're a borderline player from the Hall of Fame in the regular season, it's the playoffs that can push you over the top.
Jim Plunkett in his two Super Bowls has 4 touchdowns, a passer rating of 122.8, and 433 yards. So that also negates your argument about how they didn't pass very much then. I bet you his numbers in those two Super Bowls are better than Eli's in his two.
How about this?
I don't even know what we're arguing about.
I didn't realize this. Eli Manning and Jim Plunkett are both 500 quarterbacks in their career. Eli, 117 and 117.
Yeah.
Plunkett, 72-72.
Well, that's the other thing. You want to talk about eras. Plunkett back in his era is not going to have the stats of even an Eli Manning.
Right.
And Eli Manning does have good counting stats. By the way, in two Super Bowls, Plunkett has a higher passer rating than Eli in those games and more touchdowns. Thank you very much.
Eli also has 100 more touchdowns than interceptions in his career, 366-244.
So
not more interceptions than touchdowns like Plunkett has.
Gardner Minshew's on the way to doing that, too. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. Can we end by agreeing there?
Not even a 500 quarterback.
Yeah, because he played on crappy teams.
That's correct. And he's not very good. He's a good backup. Good fill-in guy.
Well, wait a second. Why is he not very good?
Gardner Minshew?
Yeah.
No, he's a good guy in spurts. Like, I don't think you want Gardner Minshew to be your franchise quarterback. He takes a ton of unnecessary risk that I think it's going to come. Like the Raiders, I know they beat Baltimore. That's great. But once they get into those divisional games against Kansas City and they get Jim Harbaugh, Gardner Minshew is going to get exposed.
I disagree thoroughly. I think he does. This is a fact. I don't think it. He has 61 touchdowns against 26 picks in his career. And I think with a good team, like the one he might be on now, I don't know how good the Raiders are.
The Raiders aren't good.
Boy, we disagree on everything.
The Raiders are not good.
Yeah, you don't think that's a pretty
Devontae
good defensive
Adams
line?
And Max Crosby. That's their team.
That's a pretty good place to start.
It's a good place to start, but everything else around it's not very good. The Raiders' defense for years has been abysmal. And I think Max Crosby is just the duct tape that's keeping a lot of it together.
But we do have to get to Cavalli.
No, I'm not getting to Cavalli. I want to continue this argument. Now, hold on a second here. I don't even know what we're arguing about. I forgot. Oh, Brock Bowers? You don't think he's a star?
He's a rising star.
You see him the other day?
Only played two games, but yes, he's very good.
You even have to qualify that. Bob Spillane is not a good player. He's a great player.
He's fine.
He should be in the Hall of Fame.
He's actually gone to the Raiders and done pretty well.
Yes.
He has been like a lot better than like he was on the Steelers.
They have more players than you think, buddy. They played a good game the other day.
Bob Spillane had about 100 tackles last year.
And he had an interception last week. Yep. 10 tackles last week. All right, we'll get to the big boy next. We'll argue with him. I've never seen you this feisty. You must have been stung earlier in the show about something. You've come back strong.
Hey, I gotta show my worth sometimes on the pushbacks.
I love that.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.